It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, people with severe mental illness who are in and out of mental hospitals and jails because they refuse treatment could soon get some help. State Senator Steve Oban.
We are losing hundreds, probably thousands, of our young people. They are sons and daughters, and they could live lives of dignity, of creativity, and of service. The enormous waste of human potential is tragic.
He's sponsoring a bill that would allow the courts to assign a special guardian to make care decisions for those who are incapable of recognizing their need for help. Jerry Clark's son might have benefited from the legislation. She lost him to suicide.
I can't believe every morning when I wake up that my son is no longer on this planet because of a system of care that is nonsense.
Many of these people are part of our homeless population and languish in homeless encampments with little to no hope of improving their lives. You might think it's questionable to force someone to undergo treatment, but Oban says it's far crueler to let their mental illness endanger their lives and public safety. State Senate Democrats will not be able to sneak tax increases past you this year. After Democrats approved $26 billion in new taxes last year, Senate Republicans formed a tax watchdog committee. Senator Steve Oban is a member.
I'm here to let you know how Washington's hardworking taxpayers are faring during this legislative session.
The committee already has something to tell you about.
The Democrats did a huge increase in the B&O tax for businesses.
Senator Randy Becker says the regressive business tax affects everything from health care providers to housing services. And Watchdog Committee member Senator John Braun says the new tax isn't even needed.
We have $1 billion in additional revenue since we closed the session in April of last year.
Voters spoke clearly in last year's election using advisory votes to reject tax increases. Senator Phil Fortunato says that's why the Tax Watchdog Committee's work is so important.
We will continue to highlight the majority party's relentless taxation efforts.
The state Senate voted to do away with the death penalty, but one senator with a prison in his district says capital punishment is still an important tool, Michaela Hobson reports.
Senator Keith Wagoner says there are a few reasons why a total ban on capital punishment may not be the way to go.
The death penalty is a perfectly appropriate punishment in certain cases, and we need to keep it on the books.
The Cedro Woolley Republican has a bill that would require a death penalty review for inmates who commit murder while in prison. Wagoner's district includes the Monroe Correctional Facility, where a prisoner killed guard Jamie Bendel in 2011.
I can tell you, this law does not respect her death or her family's grief.
The state Supreme Court ruled that the state's current capital punishment law is unconstitutional. Wagoner's measure honors that ruling by creating a panel that looks at many factors before pursuing the death penalty. In Olympia, I'm Michaela Hobson.
Human trafficking is a scourge in Washington, but you may not realize just how big of a problem it is. State Senator Sharon Brown is behind legislation to make January Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
I saw a young girl that was being trafficked, and the mama bear in me came out and really wanted to run over there, hug her, hold her, and say, come on home with me. We'll get you on a different path. We'll get you resources that you need. And I was told that I couldn't do that.
It's something that still haunts her.
To this day, I have nightmares over that.
Brown and others are working to address this issue that reaches all corners of our state. Kay Olson is a senior instructor at the WSU College of Nursing.
I work with WSU nursing students on how to identify victims in the healthcare setting and hopefully bring ways to rescue them and get the help that they need.
Brown's resolution to raise awareness of human trafficking passed on the Senate floor. A business tax increase balloons to $1 billion under a bill sponsored by state Senate Democrats. Republican Senator John Braun says this tax is simply not needed.
We still live in a state with a very strong economy. As many folks here know, Mr. President, since we ended last session in April of last year, our revenue projections have grown by $1 billion. $1 billion since last April.
The proposed legislation replaces a deeply flawed bill Democrats passed last year, but it hikes business taxes even more. Republicans attempted to exempt many businesses that can least afford the higher tax, such as healthcare providers who may be forced to stop seeing Medicaid patients.
This tax increase is going to have an impact on access to care for the most vulnerable, the ones who need and rely on Medicaid for their essential medical care.
That's Senator Steve Oban. Democrats didn't accept any of the Republican amendments. You could do way more to help salmon by removing Seattle's dams and locks than you ever could by tearing down the Snake River dams in eastern Washington. That's the gist of State Senator Doug Erickson's bill that would launch a study of restoring Seattle waterways to a natural state.
To allow Seattle to lead once again on environmental restoration in their own backyard.
The legislation got a surprise hearing in the Senate committee. Diana Carlin with the Washington Association of Wheat Growers says her organization does not support eliminating Seattle dams.
No one understands the impacts removing the dams in this legislation would have on the Seattle region and state economy better than wheat growers.
That's because the proposed removal of Snake River dams would be devastating to the wheat industry. Former Democratic state senator and past agriculture director for two Democratic governors, Jim Jesernig, now represents the Washington Potato and Onion Association and the Washington Grain Commission.
We don't believe you should actually enact this bill, because it doesn't make any more sense to tear the heart out of the city of Seattle than you would tear the heart out of eastern Washington by taking the Snake River dams out.
Erickson's measure continues to work its way through the legislature. What do Puget Sound orcas need? They need food, specifically salmon. Republican State Senators Ann Rivers, Doug Erickson, Shelley Short, and Ron Mazzal spoke today on salmon hatchery legislation aimed at saving the orcas.
This is about acting now to save the orcas.
Doing things smart, I think, is very important. And this proposal is smart.
We have an opportunity to do something for the orcas that is quite incredible.
We need to do everything we can to help them survive.
Rivers says the Salmon Repopulation Act would launch a pilot project and study of an innovative approach to hatchery management.
This is something that we can do today. We can get the ball rolling today.
It would bring the Alaska fisheries model to Washington, enabling public-private partnerships in state-approved hatcheries. It's a medical product sales tax that targets around half the state population. Michaela Hobson has more.
State Senator Linda Wilson.
The products themselves are medically necessary. It just happens to be that women use these exclusively.
The Vancouver Republican is talking about feminine hygiene products.
Every other medical necessary product that we have out there is tax exempt.
Wilson is sponsoring a bipartisan bill now moving through the legislature that would end the tax. Several other states have already or are considering taking similar action. The measure would take about $8 million out of the $52 billion state budget. In Olympia, I'm Michaela Hobson.
It's the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the largest Nazi concentration and death camp, Auschwitz. The state Senate passed a resolution in support of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Senator Tim Sheldon told the story of Auschwitz survivor Arnold Zweig, who was just a boy at the time.
His father, mother, relatives were taken in a boxcar. 97 people packed in a boxcar. No food, no water. Finally, they arrive. The door opens. They're in Auschwitz.
When he got there, a prisoner at the camp said to tell the guard he was 18 years old.
And as the lines form, and his mother goes to the gas chamber, he's intercepted. And what does he say when the SS officer says, "How old are you?" 18. And he goes into the other line.
The now 91-year-old is a longtime Olympia resident and Shelton business owner. That's what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.